I'm really glad we got together today. And like, it's always nice to talk to people that want to hear, you know, just to listen. There's two realities, see? There's a physical reality and there's a spiritual reality. And both realities are actually the same. One reality is without form. That's a spiritual reality, and the form is what we see, is a materialization of life. And the control of yourself from both of these realities are controlled via your own thought system. That's why there is a connection between the Eastern philosophy and Eastern religion. Because they talk about little mind and big mind, or little mind and master mind. And that's the connection between the East and the West. Like the Eastern philosophy, it deals with mind, master mind, spiritual mind. Western psychology deals with the little mind. But in essence, they're both the same thing, because the little mind is actually ego. The little mind is an ego. The ego and the little mind are the same thing. There is no difference. That's really a difficult thing to understand, but it's true. You see, mind, true mind, what the Eastern philosophers talk about, true mind is, it's not related to your brain whatsoever. It has no connection to your brain whatsoever. True mind is a spiritual thing. It's just a spiritual intelligence. That's everywhere in the universe. It's a force, it's a source. And every piece of information that has ever come into this world has come via mind. Human beings have got a brain and they've got a thought process. And any thought that they pour out is materialized by this spiritual mind, this force. If you can even drop the word mind out of what I'm talking about and just see it as a force. And this is where all your great insights come from. It's when a person, for a microscopic second, leaves his little ego mind, this illusionary ego mind, because it isn't really a mind, it's only a thought process that they have connected to themselves. As I say, the big mind is the one that materializes everything. It's a world of thought. And if you can find the secret of thought, you'll find the secret to psychology or psychoanalysis, everything. Literally everything comes from thought. All mental anguish, all mental pain, all mental lostness, it all stems from the one thing, from the wrong way of thinking. We don't think properly. We've lost the power to think properly. Now, I heard somebody speak the other day about personal power, and the fellow had it all mixed up. He thought that personal power was something that you took to put down somebody else before they put you down. But that's not personal power, that's ego. And ego is fear. And when you have ego and fear, you attack people. Once again, it's like the blind leading the blind. And you can never, 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 it is literally impossible to give any good away by negativity. This same fellow was saying that he thought that that only anger and mental anguish can open the channels of the mind so that it can learn something new. And if a person is happy, he is very apt to go dormant and not learn anything. The answer is love. All the wise men from the past, from the beginning of time, have always said it's love. Now how can it possibly be love and mental anguish? To create mental anguish onto another person is to psychologically commit suicide yourself, because you can't get away with it. When you put mental anguish onto somebody else, you must pay the cost. If you start to argue and fight with people, you must pay the cost. It's you that will get the mental anguish. What you're looking for is a positive feeling. And only the big mind, only the mastermind, has the feeling of love. Egotistical mind doesn't even know what love is. Because an egotistical person is so full of themselves, they have no time for anybody else. Sometimes they display and act like they do, but it's impossible. This is where a lot of your mental sickness takes place. It's when the ego becomes so vast, it thinks about itself constantly. And when you start thinking about yourself, this is where stress, strain, anxiety, ulcerville, nervous breakdowns. You must stop thinking about yourself and think of something far greater. You must find peace. With anger, you can never find peace. With hostility, you can't find peace. And if anybody can tell me why they go to awareness groups to find happiness, to work through anger, I can't imagine such stupidity. There's only one way, and that's positivity. And if you ever hear of any trainer who is encouraging couples to fight, or putting one couple against the other, walk away. But don't hold it against them. Don't you get caught up in your ego seeing how great you are, seeing how ridiculous the person is, because then you get caught up in your ego. Just forget it. See it as innocence, because truly the whole world walks in innocence. And unless you think in innocence, then you start judging and analyzing and you don't get anywhere. Just because you see somebody doing the wrong thing, don't get caught up in it. But it's really true. You can't possibly, if you just take in a practical, common sense, you're looking for happiness, you're looking for peace, you're looking for tranquility, you're looking for love, you're looking for satisfaction. So you're full of anger, you're full of hate, you're full of jealousy, you're full of lostness, and you go for help, and the person that you go to turns around and asks you to encourage all the things that I just mentioned. It's suicide. It's psychological suicide. Don't try and prove an ego. The ego is the sickness of man. It's the ego that turns man against woman, that turns woman against man. It's ego that turns one race against the other. It's ego that turns one religion against the other. There isn't a problem in this world that ego doesn't create. It's ego that creates all the starvation throughout the world. You could go on and on and on, and it's always ego. And ego is from the little thought system, your little mind. The little mind and the little ego, it's the same thing. They're both illusionary. You really don't... You see, the world is an illusion. It's a thought illusion. That's why all mental sickness is a thought illusion. That's why if a person goes to an analyst or whatever and has an insight, that's why the cure can be instant, because it's only a thought. You're always only one thought away from what you're looking for. But to actually find what you're looking for, the way life works, it's a matter of evolution. So it may take many thoughts to actually reach your goal. But always in essence, there is only one thought away from success. One thought away from happiness. One thought away from the secret to the mind. One thought away from sanity. One thought away from insanity. And if the past is holding your insanity, to keep the thought in mind and keep it alive, you're crucifying yourself. And that's another thing to beware. If a trainer takes you back in the past, walk out. They're taking you back to sickness. They're encouraging it all over again, but through innocence. Always innocence. But they wouldn't do it. And the answer is always, always, always love. And pure love and pure understanding are the same thing. And it is only under such conditions of love and positivity does the mind open up and it evolves to greater heights so that it can assist you through life. And if anybody else tells you different, well, I feel sorry for them. And if you really look at them and lecture them in a negative manner, you'll see a negative person. And if that's what you want, is negativity, by all means, go. Go and listen, because you have no other choice. Until someday you realize that you want happiness. Then, and only then, you'll seek positivity. And I'm really grateful for you people coming today. I hope it... you found something. And what you're looking for is that feeling. The secret comes from a feeling. It doesn't come any other way but a positive feeling.